I'd like to turn and read this morning Psalm 103 in a partial remembrance of Dad. Dad's anniversary of his passing was yesterday, 10 years, and some of the younger ones are don't remember him at all. And one of the verses in this psalm says that a man is like a flower of the grass and he passes away and is soon gone. That's true, you know. However long our life is. But there's some things that don't change. And there are some things that are eternal truths with God here. And so I'd like to just read some of these. I'd like to read this psalm with that in mind. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy diseases, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For as the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of the Lord, voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all he is hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. It's interesting that he begins this psalm and he ends this psalm with, bless the Lord, O my soul. And so all that is in the middle there, this is, those are like pieces of bread, and all the middle is the sandwich part of the meat. I mean, it's a sandwich. The good stuff is there in the middle there. And it's good stuff on both ends, too. Most of us, or many of us, are very fond of bread, too. So that part is good, too. But let's think about this as a very good thing. What is in the middle? What is this sandwich made of? We've got thankfulness on both sides of it. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What is in there? What are you thankful for this morning? That first song we sang, talking about the tender mercies. Oh, what tender, tender mercy. You know, if that's not precious to us, one day it will be. I so appreciated the devotional on Christ as being meek and lowly, and then expanding into the exalted Christ, that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I know we can read that and we think we understand part of it, but we don't understand nearly all what that verse is saying. It's just, there's a lot more there than what our mind can wrap around. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, we read about that Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight so that I wouldn't be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. And And Jason pointed out very well how that the kingdoms of the world and the kingdom of God are so distinctly different from each other that it doesn't seem like there's any, legally there's just no power in the kingdom of God, but all the power is there. Because we have this word that Jesus said, every knee is going to bow. And I have to think of when the gospel was taken like Paul and Silas, for example, when the gospel was brought into new areas there, they were cast into jail, their feet and their hands in stocks, and they were singing. And what kind of power caused the earthquake and the building to collapse and to there's just tremendous power there. And I think that's just showing the power of God through his mercy. It wasn't his, it was just great. Glad to have you here, Robert. Another evidence of the mercy of God. You know, we're talking about good things in this bless the Lord, O my soul sandwich. This is some of the good things that are here. And then he goes on to say that he redeems life from destruction. He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Those are so many good things in there that are there for the one that fears God, the one that can bless the Lord and not forget his benefits to him. And in doing that, you know, the kingdom of God, Jesus deals with people's, he goes beyond actions and deals with motives, the things that we don't see. And he changes lives from that part of it. And from the inside out, and that's what he said he was going to do, and that's what he does. And so it is something that is powerful, it's something that is going to stand, and it's something that is going to, we will all understand it better by and by. But for now, we are in this frame, just like my father was. But the blessed memory that I have is that he quoted this psalm the last day of his life, and when he got done with English, he quoted it in German. So he didn't read a lot, but he had a good memory, and he used it in that sense. So just want to encourage us all to bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, and use the mercies that he has given us to extend to others as well. That's the bow our heads for prayer. Dear Lord,